When did you recover from TB?
Finally, I suppose, after about 5 years. Because when my husband was working, the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh were opening a new jetty down there where he worked. But nearly everybody in the village went, but I wasn't allowed to. Too much excitement, I suppose. So that was 54 that she came there. So I suppose must have been about 55 before I was really strong enough to look after the children. I had to have a home help come into the house while I was bad before I, you know, was really cured. And because Bill did what he could, but there's a limit to what a man can do.
How did you cope with the children and with diabetes after that?
Oh, very well, really. They knew. They knew if Mum wasn't well, what they had to do. They used to have to give me a very sweet drink. Well, we never had Lucozade in those days. We couldn't afford it. But a glass of squash with a bit of sugar put in it to sweeten it even more. Sweet biscuits. Oh, I live well through my children. They used to look after me when I was hypo. Even the neighbours knew. Everybody knew they'd had to deal with me.
Could your children read the signs?
Well, Linda might have done, the older one. Yes, because she used to say to me, oh, that's it. Mum, you're talking funny. Because I used to slur when I needed sugar. Mum, you're talking funny, get something to eat. And she's still the same today, and she's 57. She still said, Mum, you need some sugar.
What about your husband? Was he good at reading the signs?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Even to today, he's not quite so good today, because naturally we're that much older. But for a long time, I didn't get any signs of a hypos at all. No recognition at all. I just used to either collapse on the bed, fall on the floor, and I used to argue that there was nothing wrong with me, that I didn't need sugar. I used to reject it completely. And I fought with my husband. He said to sit on my chest to get glucose into me during the night. And then, of course, I'd vomit it back, so we'd start again, more sugar. But there were several occasions when he's had to get the doctor into me to inject glucose into me to get me out of these comas. But nowadays, I've got all the symptoms back. Tingling in the legs, eyes funny, and, I quite often lose the use of my legs if I'm walking far. So I know how to deal with myself nowadays. But I was told by one of the diabetic nurses during my course somewhere, I can't remember where, but she said, your symptoms will come back again. And sure enough, they have. Because for years I never knew until someone was feeding something to me.
For how many years do you think you didn't know the symptoms?
Oh, well, I'd say 5 years or more. Must be 5 years or more. Oh, more than that. Yeah, 10 years.
Were you worried when the children were small about having a hypo?
Yes, I was. This is why I warned all my neighbours what might happen, so that they could at least cope with them, you know, if I was on my back, flat on my back, because I never knew. If I didn't get the symptoms, I didn't know what was happening, you see, until it was too late, really. But they seemed to cope. They knew, I think, within a little, as I say. So I managed all right.